Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to my podcast. My name is Lorena and this is The Pooch. I am absolutely buzzing right now. I had a coffee. I think it was a little bit too big for my pregnant body to handle. So I'm like a little bit electric at the moment. So let's see how we go. With episode 25, I want to talk about four reasons that making friends as a new mum is so difficult and some of the things that I think we can do about it to, I guess, change those reasons and help us make friends, because we all know how isolating new mum life can be. It has been, for me, the most isolating time in my life for a number of reasons, which I'm about to share. So I think there's some things we can do about it, particularly, you know, mostly around changing the way that we see these situations and, you know, helping us kind of overcome some of our own identity issues, identity struggles, in order to be able to just be ourselves. And then I feel like that might help us connect with people a little bit more naturally. The first reason is a sense of insecurity about every element of your new self as a new mum. I've shared in another episode that I showed up to one parents group or mum's group in my local area, and the moment it finished, I bolted for dear life. No one did anything wrong to me, to be honest. And I've always had a bit of a perception about what parents' groups or mums' groups are like. Some people, you know, feel that they couldn't have survived without them. And I think in my case, I just had such an insecurity about who I was as a new mum and so many parts of myself, that I was just like, I'm not even going to try to connect with these people. I felt like unless I had the courage to actually walk over and talk to someone, which there was zero confidence in me at the time, then there was no way that I'd be able to connect. So feeling insecure about, I mean, my body, you know, not that people are looking, especially in those situations. In those situations, everyone's coming together after just having had a baby. So my own sense of, you know, insecurity about my body is really no one's issue. But those insecurities within me have stopped me from connecting comfortably, being myself, connecting with others. One thing that I really struggled with, and I still do to this day, is silly things like items and gadgets that you own. So, you know, if my pram, for example, is crap in comparison to someone else's, it's an insecurity that I have, and it's something that, like, you know, if I'm connecting with other mums, I don't want to necessarily be the one that rocks up with the crappiest pram. It sounds crazy, but, you know, that's a reason why we don't connect with others. Parenting choices, obviously, we all do things differently, and I will say for the 100th time, this is not a parenting podcast. I'm not here to talk about how I parent my child. But when I do want to connect with someone on a friend level, you know, those things start to be shared. And when you're a new mum and you have insecurities about what you're doing in the first place, it can become something that stops you from, you know, being willing to approach particularly other new mums, because, you know, I had a few situations where the way I did things was even questioned, and I was like, oh God, I really have no idea what I'm doing. So it bounced back to me and made me feel even more insecure by connecting with other people in the first place. You know, choosing whether or not to breastfeed, all those issues that come into play when you're a new mum, and then having other people whose views on that can be strong or can be the opposite to yours. And if you're already unsure and insecure about what you're doing, the last thing you want to kind of put yourself into voluntarily is the firing line of everyone's opinion. So that's a reason people might retreat, you know, whether or not you follow routines or your sleep training, how your relationship is handling a new baby. Some people have a really difficult time in the early stages of mum life, particularly because, you know, obviously lack of sleep, all these identity struggles, insecurities, you know, just feeling gross and feeling like you don't have your shit together, and then trying to navigate this new relationship that you have, because it's no longer the two of you, it's the two of you plus a baby, and it's it can be hard. So some people have real challenges with their relationship. I think a lot, if not most people, have challenges in their relationship, you know, when a baby first comes into it. And, you know, that adds to some insecurities that you may have when you're trying to connect with other people. So one thing that I want to say is, when it comes to this reason, this these feelings of insecurity as a reason why it's hard to connect with others or hard to make friends as a new mum, is that if you think about it in terms of anxiety, right, you're becoming anxious about connecting with other people because of all these insecurities and doubts that you have about yourself. When you let anxiety set in, or when you let these insecurities set in, these doubts about yourself set in and prevent you from connecting with other people, the problem will spiral. So if you think about it from a from the perspective of, you know, I have to kind of throw myself in the deep end so that I can avoid this becoming a bigger issue, so that I can avoid my insecurities growing and my fears around connecting with other people becoming worse, you have to actually push yourself. So my suggestion here is, it's easy to say, I know, but it's so important to just be yourself. If you're trying to connect with other people, let's say you're going to a mum group, which I wish someone had told me this before, don't worry. And it's easy to say don't worry, but really don't worry. Just be yourself, because you may surprise yourself and come across somebody who actually is just like you. And you know what? You might be the first one that walks, that rocks up, you know, with your struggles on your sleeve. And then finally, you know, opening kind of opening it for others to be like, oh shit, can I let my guard down now? Like, this is really awkward. I don't know what I'm doing either. I don't know anyone else either. You know, and it's so, so hard when you're in the midst of it. But the only answer to it, in my opinion, around these insecurities is just being yourself. Because I feel like it just takes a few goes of you being yourself to feel comfortable to continue to be yourself. So the insecurities that you have, once you are able to wear them on your sleeve and just, you know, just be who you are and not worry so much about what others think of you and how you're perceived or how others judge you as a mum or as a person in general, it is just that, you know, if you don't allow that anxiety to set in and become a deeper part of you every time, you know, you question whether or not you should approach somebody, you know, or engage in a conversation with someone because of your insecurities, if you're just conscious of the fact that if I don't challenge myself in this moment, I'm going to reinforce my insecurities to myself. Whereas if I just go, you know what, just kind of 3, 2, 1 go and let your insecurities out and just be yourself, it's something that takes practice. But I feel like I now feel so awkward doing the opposite, because I'm so conscious of how important it is to just talk openly and honestly. I know I don't know what the fuck I'm doing half the time. I'm very well aware of the fact that I don't have my shit together. I have ways of doing things that other people don't agree with. I've made choices that other people don't agree with, that people think might be ridiculous. I breastfed my daughter until a few weeks ago. She's, you know, 2.5, and it's not because that's how I strongly feel about it. It's just how it fell into my life. And people can think whatever they want to about it. And I'm not kind of ashamed to share that information, right? But it's taken me a lot of practice to just be like, yeah, cool, that's how I do things and that's me, and I'm a hot mess and my house is a disaster and parts of my life are falling apart, but that's part of it. And I feel like that attitude, not that it's perfect, but that attitude takes practice and it helps you drop those insecurities about yourself. And the magic of that is that I think it helps you connect with other people better, because I am more convinced every single day that these feelings are feelings that we all share. All of us share them. I would pay someone to bring me a person who's just had a kid who doesn't have any of these problems or any of these struggles or insecurities that I'm always talking about. Another thing I think you can do to address insecurities or not approaching people as a result of insecurities is actually let somebody know, let someone who's close to you know in your life that this is how you feel, that you struggle to make friends because you feel insecure about your new self, right? And ask for their support around those moments where you feel like anxiety is stepping in and I'm going to flake out of this situation. I've been invited to go somewhere, I've been invited to do something, and I'm just not going to go because it's just too much for me. I think if you share it with somebody close to you and ask them to give you a little push at those times, it might serve you in the sense that, you know, you might be letting your anxiety take over. You might be letting your nerves and insecurity take over, but they could serve as a little reminder to you to say, remember, you need to push yourself a little bit. Now, important thing to say here is that it's not anybody else's responsibility. You know, they're not responsible for you. So I'm not saying somebody else should be the solution to you feeling insecure or anxious about meeting new people. Absolutely not. You cannot put that into someone else's responsibility bucket, because people have their own challenges and their own lives to deal with. All I'm saying is, if you ask a person that's close to you to keep you in check, just like, you know, a support person who is helping you through other struggles in life that might just, you know, you might just go, can you just remind me at this time, if you see me flaking out, if you see me talking about my insecurities and saying, well, I can't go meet up with these people because what will they think of me? And, you know, I'm so uncomfortable with sharing my new self with new people and I really don't know how to connect with people. If you hear me talking that way, can you just give me a little reminder that this is actually good for me and I need to kind of push myself? I think that is a real help that someone that's close to you can give you without them, you know, holding your hand and taking you through life and introducing you to people and all that stuff, because I don't feel that that necessarily solves your problem. And like I said, it's nobody else's responsibility to fix. These insecurities are something that I think we all face as new mums, and I think we need to help ourselves, but relying on someone else for a bit of support I think is also a great thing. The second reason I think it is really hard to make new friends as a mum or as a new mum is questioning yourself on what you have to offer. So baby brain, brain fog, you know, are my conversations really boring? You know, especially someone like me, I was judgy McJudgerson. I'm going to make a whole other episode on things that I used to judge, because honestly, when I'm on this side now, there are so many things I'm like, oh my gosh, old Lorena would have just ripped into this person. But I as a new mum was only consumed with baby related topics because I was literally, you know, swimming in it 24/7 for months and months and months. So when, you know, before I had a baby and I would hear my new mum friends talking baby stuff and swaddles and, oh my God, sleep routines and all that kind of stuff, I'd be like, next, can we talk about something a bit more interesting? So now I'm on this side. I'm like, you know, now obviously my world has expanded a bit, but there is a period of time that is your entire universe. And so questioning yourself, you know, when I'm making new friends, what do I actually have to offer? If all I can share, if all I can discuss really is baby related topics, because that's my life. This has been a big insecurity of mine. I think recently I did an episode about returning to work, and that was a problem that I had as well. It was, you know, who, like, what do I have to talk about? I don't know how to connect with people. And it's, I even find the topics boring sometimes. I can hear myself talking about this stuff and I'm like, oh God, there you go again. No one's actually interested in how to wean a kid off having their dummy. Like, no one actually cares. Unless they're in the middle of it themselves, nobody actually cares. That's what it feels like. And that might be the case. And like I said, I've been on the other side where I'm like, next, can we talk about something interesting? But I guess this is the thing, right? So these questions that you have around what do I have to offer in a conversation, you know, is it's important to acknowledge that when it comes to meeting new people and making friends, you are not there to impress anyone, right? The world is not just a bunch of people auditioning you for a friendship and then you're there having to impress people. It's not about you proving yourself in order to make friends. If you are boring as batshit to someone, then maybe you're not in a position to become their friend at this point in time, right? If you don't have to change the way you are. You don't have to change the state of your life or the topics of conversation that you can have at this point in time, because that is you right now. That is you right now. If you are struggling to sleep and your baby brain is already, you know, consuming your life, that is who you are. So if somebody finds that boring and uninteresting and they're in a different stage of life to you, that is absolutely peachy keen. And maybe this is not a stage where that's a person you can connect with. And that's fine. It's no hard feelings on them, nor should be hard feelings on you. But what I'm trying to say is that this is not, you're not auditioning to be someone's friend. So you don't need to change these parts of yourself so that you can impress people through your conversations. Maybe this person is someone you can connect with at a later stage, or it's someone that you would have connected better at an earlier stage. Like I said, you know, me before having babies, I would have been a terrible friend to someone who had just had a baby, because I find those conversations, I mean, even now as a mom, I find those conversations not really that interesting unless I'm in the thick of it. So, you know, it's been a hot minute since I've swaddled a baby. I'm going to come to it, you know, very soon when the baby that I'm pregnant with is born. But the topic of swaddling right here, right now is not one that's interesting to me. So, you know, unless someone was asking my opinion on it, I'd probably spend about 2 minutes sharing what I think and how I used to do it. But I'm not really, I don't find it a riveting topic of conversation. However, when I was in the thick of it, I could have spoken about it for hours. Not hours, maybe that's an exaggeration. It is a boring topic. But I guess my point is, like I said, you're not there to impress anyone. This is who you are now. So sometimes, as they say, you might have to go and kiss a few frogs before you can actually connect with someone and make a friend. And you know, anyone that you make friends with at this stage in your life is somebody that is going to appreciate you for who you are right now. Don't worry about what you have to offer. You've got plenty to offer the right friend, the right people. Like I said, if people find what you have to say boring, then they're not the people that you need to be friends with right now. Please don't think that you have to now change a part of who you are to impress people when you're in the thick of something so, so important in your life.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
The third reason I think it's hard to make new friends is kind of a combination of things. One is actually finding the time, you finding the time. Time can be, even though, look, let's put it this way. I had 12 months of maternity leave. And during that time, it might seem like I literally did nothing because I have a little newborn, right through to, you know, a nearly one-year-old. I spent a lot of my time roaming around the shops, a lot of my time. But finding the time to actually, you know, go out, catch up with a friend while someone else is with the baby, or even bringing the baby along, which is a whole other thing, because sometimes, you know, connecting with people means that people who don't have a baby don't realize that actually that's something that you either have to arrange, which can be really challenging to do, to leave the baby with somebody else, and then the, everything that comes with it. How's the baby going to be fed during that time if you're breastfeeding, etc. Or actually having to bring the baby along, and then it becomes a distraction to the conversations that you want to have. So finding the time to connect with somebody else in a way that works for both of you can be really, really challenging. Also, other people not having time, that suits you. You know, if you're a new mum and you're the people that you want to connect with, or you're, even your friends from before mum life, you know, want to do something and it's on a, in a, you know, in the city on a Friday night at 9 o'clock in a club. 9 o'clock's really early. I know. I'm a mum now though. For me, that's like, oh really? 9 o'clock? That's so late. But if that were to be the case, you know, if that's the time that your friends are catching up and it doesn't work for you, or, you know, it really throws everything out for you, then it's really hard to find those opportunities to connect. And the other thing really is, you know, whether or not it's about finding time or actually being included. So people reaching out to you to go, hey, we're meeting up on such and such day at such and such time, you know, do you want to join? So here's my take on it. The first thing is, if the people that you're connecting with are new mums themselves, and I think more often than not, when we talk about, you know, it being difficult as a new mum to make friends, often the people that we're referring to are also other new mums. Not always, but quite often, because we're thinking about people who we can connect with in that way. So first thing we just need to acknowledge is that they're also in the same position as you are. So not to forget that. My best friend, her and I had our babies around the same time. Now, it's not that we didn't have friends before that. We were friends before that, and we were very lucky to have our babies at this, you know, weeks apart. But we both know that connecting can be hard. Catching up in person can be hard. Even responding to a text message can be hard. And we're both in the same kind of position, so we get that. But if you're connecting with someone who's not in the same position as you, that can be a little bit challenging. If someone is in the same position as you, then they will understand you and you will understand them. So finding the fact that finding the time can be hard is something that is common to both of you, and it's fine. It's absolutely fine. If it means that you connect in person less often, then it's okay. If it means that you both acknowledge or you say out loud, listen, I'm terrible at responding. I will get back to you, but I'm terrible at texting you back. Then that's completely fine. When it comes to people that are not necessarily in the same position as you, let's say someone who's, you know, you're connecting with people who are not necessarily new mums, or they're not necessarily in the same stage of life as you. And it's about, you know, you having the time to connect with them when they do things. So let's say, like I said, you're being invited out at 9 p.m. on a Friday night into the city. And it's an impractical time for the life that you're living. Then you take initiative. You take initiative. And I know that sounds really weird, because I think in the midst of insecurities, in the midst of self-doubt and questioning, you know, whether or not I'm interesting or anything like that, and on top of it, you know, people are potentially not include, over time, stopping to include you because you've just not accepted, you know, invites for so long, where, you know, being a mom or having your baby is the reason that you can't go, and that hasn't changed. So if I'm saying no to every Friday night, you know, event when I have a newborn at home, eventually people are going to stop asking me because my circumstances are still the same. But if I take initiative at a time that works for me and in a way that works for all of us, so, you know, you might say, well, I'm gonna be in the city doing a big walk through the botanical gardens on a Sunday. Why don't you join me? And, you know, that's you taking an initiative to connect with the other person, showing interest, because, you know, I think it's human nature to eventually stop trying to connect with someone once they've no longer shown interest. So, you know, it is a difficult thing to make friends with people when you're not seeming to be interested, and it might not be an interest thing at all. Like I said, it's probably a practicality thing. It's a not having the time to be able to connect. But if you are taking initiative yourself to connect with people in a way that works for both of you, then I think that is a way to combat the fact that time can be really difficult to manage, and a reason why it's really, really hard to make friends. Also the fact that, you know, people tend to assume that you can't, or you're too tired, you don't want to be invited to things. It's something that can only be undone by you demonstrating the opposite. So I think taking initiative, asking people yourself, that can be really hard, like I said, when you've got a bunch of insecurities. But again, I think it's about stepping out and, you know, doing something that's a little bit challenging, and just start the ball, get the ball rolling. Do it once, and then the second time you do it, it'll feel more comfortable. And the fourth reason I think it can be hard to make friends as a new mum is just questioning what you're going to have in common with other people. And I think for me, that's really been the hardest thing, because you are so consumed with baby world. And even if those other people who you are considering to make friends with, like you're joining a mum's group, let's say, which I never did, so do not take advice from me on that. But the issue is, like, what do we have in common other than babies? Because that's not going to make you necessarily connect. You know, is there anything else, personality-wise, interest-wise, values-wise, that connects us? If I'm trying to make new friends, the fact that I have a baby is just as relevant to, you know, that friendship as the fact that I have, you know, a husband, or the fact that I have brown hair. I'm a brunette, by the way. You know, so I feel like unless there's something that you're really passionate about within that, you're passionate about parenting and you meet someone who's equally as passionate about parenting, I feel that it can be really hard to connect on a personal level with people if all it is that the two of you are bringing to the table is that you happen to have, you know, had a child. So to me, the solution to this is understanding that real connection with other people happens when we share common interests, passions, or personalities even. You know, you have an outgoing, loud personality, you like to have a drink and you like to party. That might be, you know, something that you connect with somebody else on. That, you know, that personality type that interest for going out, the interest for sharing similar activities, that's what people tend to connect on, and not so much on this one facet of yourself. And for this reason, I think it's really important to let those parts of you shine. Again, when it comes to feeling insecure, you know, as a new mum, I was like, I don't want to connect with other new mums. I don't want to go to mums groups where, you know, people would be mortified if I swore or if I drank or if I, and that's probably not the case at all. I was extremely judgmental about what I thought people would perceive in those settings. I know that, but I'm not gonna find my people if I don't let the other parts of my personality shine. So all I'm saying to you is just don't hold back. You know, if you're a sporty person and you like that, let that be a part of your life that you let shine, and use that as a way to connect with people. So connecting people in those places at those times, you know, going out where to places that other people who are into sport happen to go, even if they happen to have a baby, you know, that's going to be where you find your people. That's going to be where you find that connection with other people, because you have those common interests as well. And you might also have similar lifestyles because you're a mum, let's say. But, you know, human to human, you're going to also share values and interests and passions and personalities that I think are going to give that relationship that friendship status, let's say. It's going to allow you to actually connect on so many levels and not just on the fact that you're both in the same stage of life. So as usual, I'm here to remind you to trust your gut, be kind to your pooch, go and make some friends, and I'll see you on the next episode. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.